This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Well, as we look at the cotton market, it gained 49 points to finish the week at over 86.5 cents, talking about the July. And as we looked at futures, they rallied sharply through Tuesday, hitting their highest levels since March 3rd. Outside markets, Federal Open Market Committee held to their accommodative monetary policy. Interest rates will not go up in the near term. Policymakers continue to cite risk and outlook and continuation of public health crises. Export sales of U.S. cotton lackluster for the 7 days it ended on April 22nd. Exporters only able to book another 77,000 net upland bales for shipment in this year, 16,000 bales for shipment next year. We did see rain hitting parts of the southern high plains over the last few days. It's not been what you'd call a soaker. However, it was some moisture. Most of the rolling plains accumulated better rainfall as well. West Texas weather will continue to be a focal point for global traders. Crop progress and the weekly export sales report, main data points for cotton traders between now and the next WASD report, May 12th. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.